The decision to have textbooks printed locally is expected to reduce the cost of such books and also create job opportunities. The PRO of the Ghana Education Service, Reverend Jonathan Bette, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said companies that engage in illegal printing of textbooks risk prosecution. Reverend Bette stressed that necessary documentation is being put in place to ensure that the printing of textbooks locally is hitch-free.
I want to state here categorically that the policy has come to be very effective. The government, for that matter, the Ministry of Education and Ghana Education Service have entered into an agreement and decided that our textbook, as the minister has stated, will now be printed locally.
Where have we gotten to in terms of adhering to such a policy?
Modalities are put in place or arrangements are put in place to make sure that the documents that are supposed to support the move is completed. The minister has done everything and we are ready to make sure that the policy is effected from this year.
So what percentage of this are we talking about?
We are saying that the printing will be done locally, meaning that it will be done in our country. When we give the opportunity for our printers or the industry to import the raw materials from outside, it will reduce the cost of the textbooks in the system. The government is also trying to make sure that more textbooks come into the system to help our teaching policy or education to move on well. That's why this step is taken. So we are making sure that the full percentage is given out the attention.
There have been media complaints that those of our brothers and sisters in the rural communities, because they write the same exam with those in the urban centers, are there any plans to make these textbooks accessible to those in the rural communities?
That is the exact step that the government is taking. For that matter, the Ministry of Education, in collaboration with the Ghana Education Service, is taking to make sure that our textbooks get to all corners of the country, regardless of the distance, wherever the schools are located. It will go into the hinterland, and everywhere the school will get access to the text. This is rather to motivate and boost the policy or the steps that we are taking, and making sure that